This is the World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. America's Supreme Court struck down a law in the state of New York that required people to demonstrate, quote, proper cause to carry a concealed handgun in public. In a 6-3 vote, along ideological lines, the justices ruled that the century-old law infringed on the constitutional right of citizens, quote, with ordinary self-defense needs, to bear arms. It is a major blow to those campaigning for stricter gun control. The 27 members of the European Union formally accepted Ukraine as a candidate for membership. It may take the country more than a decade to actually join, following a long process, but this is a historic step, prompted by Russia's invasion. President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine said it was, quote, a unique and historic moment. The EU leaders also granted candidacy to Moldova. Ukraine received a consignment of high-mobility artillery rocket systems from America. Each carries a pod of 6 GPS-guided missiles, accurate over distances as far as 70 to 84 kilometres, about 3 times the range of the howitzers that America has supplied thus far. Mr. Zelensky has been pleading for heavy weapons to be delivered, saying that Russia was trying to destroy the whole Donbass region with air and artillery strikes. Federal investigators searched the home of Jeffrey Clark, a former Department of Justice official, in connection with an inquiry into Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Days before the attack on the Capitol on January the 6th, Mr. Trump had planned to appoint Mr. Clark acting Attorney General. Later, the congressional panel investigating the attack heard that Mr. Trump's efforts were thwarted by a small number of officials. Germany moved to the second stage of a 3-part emergency plan to deal with a potential shortage of gas after Russia reduced supplies. Germany has accused Russia of using gas as a, quote, weapon in retaliation for EU sanctions provoked by the invasion of Ukraine. Among other measures, Germany's government will now issue loans to help companies fill gas storage facilities. Aid began to arrive in remote parts of Afghanistan hit by a 5.9 magnitude earthquake on Wednesday, which killed at least 1,000 people. The Taliban had called for international support. A senior official said the government was, quote, financially unable to assist the people to the extent that is needed. The UN said it is, quote, fully mobilized, but rescue efforts will be hindered by the terrain, weather, and lack of access. Norway's central bank raised its benchmark interest rate from 0.75% to 1.25% in order to contain rising inflation. It was the biggest single rise for 20 years. The bank further warned that interest rates would, quote, most likely go up again in August to 1.5%, predicting that core inflation would reach 3.2% this year, well above its target of around 2%. And fact of the day, 300 kilograms, the weight of a stingray caught on Mekong River on June 13th, the largest freshwater fish ever placed on the scales.